Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Kimberly. What a blessing it is to be here with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon, and I certainly hope that your afternoon is going well, and what a blessing it is to be here with you on the Stars of Heaven Network 9, and I'm excited to be here in this new season that's up on us. I hope the Lord is doing something awesome and wonderful in your life. And today I wanted to come by and share this impartation that I was given this morning as I was praying, and I thought it would be a blessing to you, so I wanted to come and share it with you today. And as I have shared with you, a lot of the information that I have released, I put it on my Facebook post, Facebook feed, so you can go there now and read along with me. I also included brideofchrist.org, the website where this awesome message will be delivered from, which is the First Fed, the Financial Week, which is the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast. And I tell you, I'm always excited to come to you from the Children's Bread because truly this declaration and birthing was given to me by the Lord to remind us of who we are and what's our birthright. And I tell you, now more than ever do we need to know that, whose we are and what he has given to us. And as I've shared with you on in birthing my I'm sorry, that was an interruption of my music. As I've shared with you in birthing the Twisted Bread Ministry broadcast, the First Fed, I gave you Mark 7, chapter 26 to the 30th verse, which is the scripture that speaks of the Sypharian woman who sought Jesus out for the miracle that her daughter needed, who was what leads you to demon. And she sought Jesus for deliverance for her daughter, which made her an intercessor. And I love Mark 7 and him giving me this as foundation for the Truth and Spirit ministry, because that's what many of us are doing as mothers and fathers for our loved ones. We're interceding for them before the throne of God for him to do what he's always done, which is heal and deliver and set free. So it's really a blessing and an honor to minister on today, because that's exactly what I'm doing for my granddaughter right now. I'm praying for her healing. It was so divine that he gave me this. Really, it's encouraged me in my intercession for her, and it will for myself and for other family members. It's for you as well who are in need of deliverance or healing. And that's always a place that we need to stay in when it comes to our life. God is always healing us from something. He's always delivering us from something. He's always bringing us into something. So it's a blessing to be in our prophetic flow. It's a blessing to be in the will of God. And most important, to have the word of God alive in our life and speaking it and declaring it by faith so we can receive what was already given to us. The word of God says, and Jesus said, that by his stripes we are healed. We are healed. And as I shared with you in a Facebook post this week, and the word of the Lord gave me, and him giving me the word of the Lord, heal thyself, physician, heal thyself. We have the power to do that by applying the word of God, by speaking the word of God, amen, in faith. So Mark 7 chapter is, again, the foundation scripture that he gave me for the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, the first fair, the 5 days of the week. And this woman who came to him, seeking him for her daughter's deliverance, received it. Even when Jesus declared to her that what he had been given was only for the lost sheep of Israel, because of her faith, and even though it was not her birthright, she still was able to receive her miracle on behalf of her daughter. Amen. So this is, again, a very powerful scripture for us to remember in our daily lives, that what God has for us is for us by faith. Amen. And that's what I think I love about salvation. It's open to all. That's why he said, whosoever had an ear to hear, let him hear the Spirit to send to the church. And by faith, we are made whole. So I just wanted to quickly go over Mark 7 and just share with you what the Lord gave me as it relates to the birthing of this birthing. Another thing that he gave me and gave me the Children's Bread, the finest of wheat, the first bed, was that to remember that the children are arrows of the Lord. Amen. He uses our children as arrows to that he shoots out to do his will. And blessed is the man or the woman who has his quiver full of them. So children are a blessing. They're given to us by God. They're given to our care for us to pray for them according to God's will. It's important for us to protect them and cover them. Most importantly, it's important for them to be reared and raised in the fear of the Lord. And these are the days where him giving me this message, that's not happening because of generational curses and rebellion, sins of the mother, sins of the father. So I'm really excited in ministering this today because, again, it's God's will and purpose for the family to be whole. And he loves children. He really does. He loves children. And we have our inner child that also needs to be healed and attended to and ministered to. Now, another thing that I'm really excited about in this birthing is also the declaration he gave me based on what the word says, and that is deliverance. hallelujah, is the children's bread. Hallelujah. It's our right to have our deliverance. And Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. I am the bread of life. And he declared that he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled, and he that eateth of my body and drink of my blood should not hunger and thirst again. And that blood is the new wine. The blood is the bread is his body that was broken for us. So deliverance is our right. We have a right to be delivered and to be set free. And what a blessing is to know that what's in the midst of paradise is the tree of life that's given for the healing of the nation. Amen? Healing of the nation. So it's important to know that anything that we need, Jesus did it. He already did it. We have to just speak it by faith. And so the things that we need to understand now about being sheep of his pasture, being the firstborn among many brethren, is understanding where we are, which is in the world, which is why I felt it was important to include Matthew the 13th chapter, the 24th through 30th verse, because we are wheat among weeds. And again, he said in this parable, he was given the parable likened to a man who sowed seeds into a field, and how although we are in the world, we're not of the world. And so this season of Lent is really a time to remind us of what God has said, what he's done, and what he's doing again. And most importantly, what he's doing fresh and new, hallelujah, by way of the Holy Spirit. So I just wanted to just quickly go over the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, the first fair, the finest of wheat, and how important it is to for us to stay in a place of prayer for our children, for our loved ones. Important to be filled with the Spirit, be properly equipped, praying according to his will, that the deliverance that we seek for our grandchildren and our children and our family will be done. And that is going to come by us being in right standing with God. Not saying he can't ask a prayer if we're not in right standing with him, but it's important to know that we have an enemy that will use open doors and use those things that that are open to afflict us and to cause a curse and worse death. So we don't want that. We want to make sure that we are before the throne, praying and seeking God's face for our children, our loved ones, rebuking and binding, walking in our authority. Amen. So I'm really excited about this message that he gave me this morning that I entitled Power 40. Hallelujah. Power 40 afterwards. Afterwards. And when he gave me this impartation and his mention to me, he was talking about the number 40 and how significant the number 40 is or was in the Bible, and how the season of Lent is 40 days and how we can use these 40 days wisely and allowing it to usher us into God's presence, which according to the tides of seasons in this calendar that we're in the earth realm, how it would usher us into also the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Now, that can happen anytime. I'm not just confining this to just dates and on the calendar. When we were saved, we were changed in a moment in the twinkling of the eye. Let me say that. God can do a new thing quickly. Hallelujah, and I live by that. One thing I have been blessed with is understanding timing and how to hasten it. The Word of God said he watches over his word to perform it. He will hasten his word to perform it. So this is a time that, you know, we don't have to be like the children of Israel or have to wait for something to happen. We have the power to speak it and bring it in by way of our confession and our declaration according to his will. Let me say that, not according to the flesh or the will of man, according to his will. Amen. He said, if you decree a thing, I will bring it to pass. So God holds our times and seasons in his hands. And We can decree a thing, we can declare a thing, we can speak it, we can see it, we can know how to access it, but unless it's his will for it to come to pass, according to his purpose, according to his power, according to his glory, it shouldn't happen. So let me say that. It's a real dangerous thing to bring something to pass that was not meant to be, or manifest something that's false based on our spirit. That's what's considered witchcraft, and it's considered one for the flesh. So I wanted to say that. So the season of Lent is for us to really draw closer to God, to return to him so that he can do a new thing. And that is a daily process if you are a believer. The whole purpose of the gospel is based on a death, burial, resurrection. And we're always going through that cycle in our life. There's always something that's always dying. Something always needs to be buried in our life. Something always needs to be resurrection. And when we stay in that place of the death, burial, resurrection, that power of the cross is working in our life, we'll always stay renewed. We will always stay renewed. And so this season that we're in, Lent, gives us that opportunity to go from glory to glory and from faith to faith in the express image of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because what we manifest needs to reflect God's image, Christ's image, who's we're in. Hallelujah. Now, when he gave me this, when speaking about the 40 days, he reminded me of, again, what we should be doing, which is watching and praying. Hallelujah. That we enter not in temptation. We should be fasting and praying, seeking his face in the earnest, so we could be aware and alert when he comes. Because again, no man knows the hour or the time or the day when he comes. Also to be aware because of Satan. If the devil is a roaring lion, he will be devoured, may devour. And he said, we have to put a whole armor of God that we may withstand all the fiery darts of the devil and the wiles of the devil. So each of us have our own relationship with God and our spirituality, our relationship, our covenant, hallelujah, is unique to each of us. And God will strengthen us and deliver us accordingly and according to that covenant. Now, in giving me Power 40 afterwards, one of the things he was saying to me was that that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. It really is. And that's how we know that the power of God is operating in our life, that he's doing and will do what's impossible. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, which means his grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. And these are perilous times, as the Word of God says. And if you're a true believer in Christ, you can't get around temptation. You can't get around trial. The understanding of what the number 40 represents, it will help us with that, and especially if we look at how it was used in the Bible. And again, 40 represents trial, it represents temptation, and it also represents probation. What God is going to do based on what we do. And the thing about that is, that I was thinking about when I came on air, is that a lot of things that are manifested in our life is often predetermined. Hallelujah. Predetermined by what God foreknows. The thing about sowing and reaping, the thing about laws of reciprocity that supports the laws of God, a lot of things that happen and that manifest in our life is a result of what God is rendering based on what he knows you will already do. And this, scripture came to me when he gave me that the minister said that to me was that some men's sins follow them and some men are seen before. So God knows our frame. He knows our end from our beginning and nothing's hidden from his eyes. And what's important is to remember that what we manifest should be based on, it's based on our faith, what we sow, what we reap. And the dangerous thing about being a true believer and saying and naming the name of the Lord is not doing according to his word. And I thank the Lord for him reminding me of that. And although he was speaking to me about the number 40, he said, it's my desire to, and always been my desire to do a quick work and cut it short in righteousness. And God knows what 40, quote unquote, days that we're supposed to have, or 10 days we're supposed to have, because in Revelation it says you should be tried for 10 days, but if you're faithful unto death, you should receive the crown of life. So our 40 days is different. It could be 10 days. So that's one thing I love about God. He always wants to do a quick work and cut it short in righteousness. And we can hasten that work if we are aligned. Hallelujah. And our heart is pure. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. So I wanted to just share that quickly before I get into more of this prophetic word he gave me regarding 40 and afterward. Because even though God is in control and determines how he chooses to bless us according to his will, he can do that at any time. So what's important is for us to remember that he said he'll quicken us according to his will. Now, one of the things that I, the scripture he gave me was Matthew, the 4th chapter, 1st of 10 verse. And this is after fasted and prayed. And he put emphasis on the word afterward. That's why I included it in the title. So he said, after you've done the will of the Father, you have need of patience. That after you've done the will of the Father, you might receive the promise. So some things are going to come after we overcome, after he completed our testimony, after, not before. Because the will of God has to unfold, it has to unveil, it has to reveal itself. And it can happen even as we're speaking. Amen. And so that's why it's important to be in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to identify the Spirit. But, again, going back to Matthew, the 4th chapter, this is when Jesus led up into the Spirit, led up the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And, again, part of our being on probation, our trial is often done in the wilderness. It's often done on the other side, the backside. But it's important for us to be tried and to be tested so he can see what's in us. And that's why every day in our life of sanctification is so important, because only God knows what's really in us. And then we can do everything we know to do for the word, but it's those things that are hidden, those things that are not seen, that if God doesn't shed light on it, if he doesn't bring it to the forefront, it could be used. It will be a hindrance and a stumbling block, and the devil can use it. But this is what he said. This is then what Jesus led up in the Spirit, led up the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. After he did, after he was led in the Spirit by the Spirit, of the Spirit into the wilderness, which when he was tempted, of the devil. So a lot of things that we go through is not being God being cruel, it's the enemy. And so we don't identify the devil when we are hungry and thirsting and waiting for fulfillment of promise. Or while we're doing good, and recognize that it's the enemy that will come to try to tempt us, to deter us, and that's not what we want. We want to make sure that as we're doing good, not only do we faint not, but as we are hungry and thirsty after his righteousness, as we're doing what he told us to do, and after we've done what we told us to do, we have to be careful. Because in the next verse it says, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Again, in our hunger and thirst, or in our place of what appears to be loneliness, isolation. It is important in those times that you are being properly equipped. Jesus just wasn't, he was led of the Spirit in the wilderness because it was time for him to be tempted of the devil. And that was to reveal what was in him. And when the devil presented himself to him and commanded that these stones be made bread, Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So in those times when we are trying, being tried, when we are our souls are feel like they're faint and it's weary from doing good, that's truly what Jesus was doing was good. He was fasting and praying. He was seeking God. He wanted to know more of God. And again, his fasting and praying was to what? Break down the flesh. To break down the flesh, break down his will. So that's another thing that we need to understand in this season of Lent and us fasting and praying. It's not just to be religious. It's to break down something. Jesus said these times only come out by fasting and by prayer. So, you know, some things we have to fast and pray by denying the flesh. And that's hard to do when you have everything that you need. You know, it's hard to do when you are successful and you have everything you need and you are enjoying life. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, those things can blind us and it can fill us up so to the point where we feel we don't need God. And that's a danger because that's what puts us in direct temptation of the enemy. So I want to encourage you as you're fasting and you're praying in this season, and God is breaking down, you're breaking down that flesh, you're breaking down your will, and you're saying, not my will, but your will be done. Lord, peel back these layers as you need to go to a higher height and deeper depth, because there's always a higher height and deeper depth in God. It's always a higher place that you can ascend to, and God knows where that place is. And that's really important to transcend and be able to grow in God, because when we don't grow in grace in him, according to his word, and by the Spirit, that leaves us not only stuck, but it leaves the enemy with a knowing of our person. Now I'm going to read the next verse where he says, but Jesus answered him and said, "It was written, man shall live by alone, by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." He spoke the word. He declared the word of God. So our response has to be appropriate. And that's something that I'm dealing with even now as I'm fasting in prayer and praying about some things, making sure that my response is correct. Declaring the word, by speaking the word. Amen. And he said, by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we need to be speaking by the Holy Ghost. Amen. By the divine utterance. Glory be to God, by the living waters that's coming up out of our bellies. Now, after he responded, he said, then the devil, taking him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. Wow. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. So that tells you he has access. He's in those high places. Now, this is the devil tempting Jesus because, again, he's thinking because he's hungry, because he was fasting in prayer, that he would be able to tempt him. But Jesus knew why he was fasting and praying. He wasn't just praying, being religious. He knew why he was fasting and praying, and he knew he was going to be tempted of the devil. Amen. So I'm not just wandering around as a believer in Jesus Christ just waiting for something to happen. I know what time it is based on this. And so for you to be properly prepared to be able to respond to the devil and his temptations and his commands, you have to know what you're doing and what Jesus did. Now he goes on to say, he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast down thyself, for it is written, he shall give these things a charge over thee, and in their hands, and they show bear thee up, least to any time thou shalt just affirm against the stone. Now here he is quoting scripture. Telling him what the words say, because what? He once knew what the words say, because he was once in that place. So again, one of the things I always say, and I've been saying and highlighted in the alignment, is dealing with that ego. Part of the text was the enemy trying to get his goat. Didn't he say? So, you know, you have to be careful and know, again, when you're hearing yourself being compelled or challenged or stirred, make sure that whoever's speaking the word of God, they're speaking it by impurity of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not by trying to bewitch you or challenge you by using the word of God to get you to hand over or forfeit what God has given you, which will be to your detriment. But you see, as we said, we're trying to get him to cast himself down. So that's another thing he was sharing with me when he gave me this, that when you're hearing the word of God, when people who are quote-unquote speaking by faith, who are good oracles, don't allow yourself to be stirred by trickery and deceit. Make sure when you hear the word of faith and you hear the word being preached, it's being preached in purity of the Holy Ghost, and that the Holy Spirit within you is the one that's compelling you, is the one that's stirring your faith. Amen? And for that, you have to have discernment, discerning the Spirit. Now, I have about 15 minutes left, so I want to get through this. He goes on to say, He gives other examples with Jesus and him responding to the devil about being tempted and everything. And again, that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that our response is according to the word. Because that's the only thing Satan is going to obey is the word. Amen? We can't cast out Satan in the flesh. And when we even rebuke and bind, we have to make sure we rebuke and binding and speak it in authority in Jesus, not in our name. Now, another thing about 40 is that Jesus appeared to the other disciples for 40 days after his resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. So, and him appearing to the disciples 40 days after the resurrection for 40 days, that was really significant. And that's why it's important for us to take advantage of the times and seasons and the grace of God that's on our life. And understand the times and seasons in our life, because every season has a grace on it. Amen? And that's why I broke time release, because everything God does, is he does it in his timing, and it's released in his timing, and we have to catch it and fulfill it. And so we can't be chucking and jiving and doing all this other stuff and being foolish and wasting time, being in the flesh and being calm, because it robs you of the time that you need. And you certainly are not going to receive the promises of God based on the flesh. Amen? If they're authentic and coming from God the Father. Now, the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness because of their complaining and disobedience, as well as a lack of faith. So the children of Israel did not go into the promised land because of their rebellion, disobedience, and lack of faith. And another thing about 40, that it represents the generation of man. Because in the word of God, whenever God spoke, he spoke what? To generations. And that's why he had me reverse this and minister this under the Children's Spirit Ministry. Because as mothers and fathers in the Spirit, being matriarchs and patriarchs in the Spirit of our families and being chosen, we have to impart that which is new to our children. And that's why it's so important to break those generational curses. And in him saying to them that God swore that the generation of the Israelites who left Egyptian bondage would not enter the inheritance in Canaan. The children of Israel were punished by God by causing to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years before a new generation was allowed to possess the promised land. And that's really important for you to understand in these times and the season. It's not just about possessing some land physically based on your legacy. This is about God's promise and what he will allow you in, allowing us into the promised land, not just eternity, but into the place that he puts his name. Amen. And that could be a land, or that could just be where you are in an apartment. This is about spiritual territory. It's about spiritual entry. And this now speaks of heaven. Because if we don't stay the course and we are not discerning, we can forfeit our salvation. And our names can be blotted out. And the Lord will take the kingdom of heaven from you and give it to another. He said that. And so the thing that he was speaking to me and pressing upon me on today is about the next generation and these generations, how many generations are just going to die out, and he's just going to skip over certain generations to get his will done because of rebellion. Now, another thing that I wanted to mention in this is, as I've often speak on, is the times and seasons of God. The times and seasons of God that are in his own hands. And it was really important for you to note and understand is that when we wait and tarry in God's presence, he will strengthen us with all might according to his glorious power that he has in his own hands. And again, it's Acts, the first chapter, first through 8 verse for this, because he said, again, many people are caught up in time, wanting things to be moved in certain times. And God doesn't move by our time. He moves by his will. Amen. He said, one day is 1,000 to the Lord, 1,000 years is one day. So, you know, what God chooses to do, he just wants us to be ready when he quickens us, amen, and prepares us for to walk into it, amen, because, again, we are not in control. We're working with God. We're cooperating with God in him fulfilling his will for our life. So, Acts the first chapter, the first to the 8th verse, it says, the former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began birth to do and to teach. To do and to teach. So he did it by demonstration, and he did it by teaching. It's until the day in which he was taken up. After he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commands unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Wow. So what he did, he's doing, he did unto the day in which he was taken up. He was resurrected. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given command unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after many passions, after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of him again, 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days from hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, without at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. That's what I was trying to get to. You shall receive power. That's what he gave me, power 40. After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and all the other parts of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I tell you, God is saying he wants to do a quick thing. He'll cut it short in righteousness. Hallelujah. We have to use this time to sanctify ourselves, to purge ourselves, and inwardly This is a great century that we've entered into, the 20th century, and laying the foundation at the beginning of the century will really set the tone for what comes. Yeah? And although we have the power and authority to make things happen in our own life by the will of God, because God gave us free will, the best place to be is in the will of God. Amen. And I tell you, I'm excited about the season of Lent, and I just pray that you receive his instructions on whatever it is he wants you to do in this season, which is first and foremost pray. Watch and pray. And if you are an intercessor, if you're a born-again believer, I know God has chosen you for your family, for you to pray for your family, for you to pray for your loved ones, pray for your community, pray for government, pray. Just pray in the spirit according to his will. Amen. And I tell you, he's doing it. He's doing it now. And as he said, the harvest is ripe. It's plenteous, but the laborers are few. Amen. So God is looking for those and seeking those who will just say yes to his will and yes to his way. And for that, we must what? Surrender. Sweet surrender. Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much for being here on the Heavenly Host broadcast with yours truly, Miss Marie. And I hope that your afternoon and evening will be well. I may not be back tomorrow, but I'll probably be back certainly on Sunday for Lisa Marie's Brides and Brunch. I'm excited about what March is bringing. I won't do March offerings, but I will share some things and what the Lord is saying to me for the month. I'll be releasing that. And I pray that your 40 days or any day, the appointed times and seasons God has for your life, that it will manifest everything he's purposely praying for you. Love you. Keep it to soon. Take care.